you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
When you hear that bomb blast, get a shot glass. Listen to the podcast, it's all up in your bomb fast. Big J kills them like OJ Simpson. A quick, if the fingerless glove don't fit, get break quick by that big dick Dave Smith. He all up in your ribs while he talking politics. Don't get bit when you rattle by that Puerto Rican snake. They natural born killers, legion of skanks.
Welcome to the crime.
What's up, everybody? It's the Legion of Skanks podcast. We're coming to you from our Zoom show. Our Zoom show every week that is gaining traction, I believe. I'm your host, Big J. Okerson. Of course, the Skanks are all here. We got Davey Smith.
I think you're going to get sued by whatever the app that we're on now is.
Why? Oh, because it's not
that. You call it Zoom constantly.
All right,
StreamYard's going to take everything you have.
Look, just bleep the first one. Oh, man, we're doing our weekly StreamYard show. I'm going to say just straight.
StreamYard.
StreamYard show.
Yeah,
StreamYard show. As we do here every week on our StreamYard show. Davey Smith is here. Of course, we have the Puerto Rican rattlesnake, Luis J. Gomez.
Yay. What's up, bitches?
Working out hard. Going for that MMA gold.
Goddamn right. Very, very excited.
I'm excited.
Mickey Gall just told me he's going to be in my corner in Vegas.
Really?
Is he really?
Dude, yeah. Mickey Gall just had a great performance.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, he really did. He looked incredible.
I was talking to Ari last night about what the way he did the, he just kept sliding the arms back and forth
awesome.
To get the choke was awesome.
Yeah.
It was such a cool, like, highlight.
Yeah. And he also looked great on the feet, dude. He fucking put him down. Yeah. First round stoppage. Our friend Mickey Gall. Yeah, but yeah, I'm very excited. Still waiting to be able to announce all the details and the dates and all that other stuff, but...
You haven't announced the dates of anything.
No, we haven't officially announced the date. I know the date, and you guys know the date, but I haven't been able to officially announce the date.
That's weird. I think I've told 150 people.
But it's pretty cool. It's real. Does it feel, Luis, is it like a different like feeling? Because like you've known you guys are going to do this for a long time. You've been preparing for it. But now to have a date and be like, okay, this is coming up now, is that like... A different feeling?
Yes, 100%. You know, yesterday when I got back into town, or was it maybe Tuesday? Whatever day I got back into town, the first time I trained, I was like, oh, it feels like real now.
You're like in a camp now. Like, it, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I would say in another month it would quote unquote be a camp. But it's all like, you know, it's weird.
Yeah,
like,
that's a weird distinction anyway.
For like high level athletes and actual like MMA fighters, they have a camp and they have like, you know, a nutritionist that comes in and they work on a very specific game plan for this opponent. And there's going to be certain elements of that. But I'm just going to continue training. I'm going to just keep on ramping it up and obviously be more careful with the sparring as we get closer to it. But yeah, I'm fucking...
Your videos are great, actually. And speaking of your videos, it was such a weird, tender moment here on Legion of Skanks. But... my heart swelled up when I saw James playing piano.
Oh yeah,
he's like doing it like well, you know, especially for his age. I was like,
and he's singing. He's singing with it at the same time.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
Yeah, it's adorable. It's fucking cute. Yeah, he's gonna be better than all of us guys.
At
That's
what
the plan?
Yeah, I'll challenge him right now. Yeah, we'll see what I do.
Yeah, okay.
Have you guys seen? All right.
I bet I could beat him in MMA.
Have you guys seen James doing dirty crowd work? It's phenomenal,
dude. The guy is
better than
fire.
Anyone I've ever seen.
Goes, I've even seen Jay, some good people.
So Jay watches it and he goes, oh, "Man, I never would have thought of that."
He goes, "Man, this kid is quick, quick on his toes. How did he come up with that?" No, that was awesome.
He's just better than all of us at what we're best at.
Dude, fucking those kids. I told you about the kids that bullied him, right?
Yeah, you told us that whole story
on the show.
Last time.
Well, he went back.
Ooh, did he fuck him up?
No, apparently they bullied him again.
Aww.
They just bullied, but they didn't get physical with him. I was like, what happened, James? And he's like, yeah, they were trying to like make me look dumb. They were like making fun of me. And I was like, how? What did they say? They were like, well, they asked me if I've ever slept with a girl. And I was like, Have you? I don't know. Well, answer. And he's like, no. And then
you were like, faggot. Those kids are right, you pussy.
Like Lewis's fatherly advice. He goes,
oh, James, you never admit that.
Oh, no.
Tell him it happened at camp.
You had a girlfriend in Nevada.
And say that she said your dick was so big she could barely handle it.
No, and then they go, have you ever slept with a girl? He's like, no. And then they go, have you ever slept with your mom? And I'm going like, James, how do you not see this coming?
Yeah.
I mean, like,
yeah.
He's like, yeah. And they're like, ha, you sleep with your mom. And
he was that's funny when your response isn't even like those kids are assholes. You're like, idiot. Why did just say no?
You don't see this coming, kid. So, yeah.
When someone says, are you a god? You say, yes.
So, yeah. He
Ghostbusters.
So, yeah, he's like, I don't like my mom like that. So I don't know if he knows what sleeps with
Jesus.
Means, but I mean, sleep in bed. I don't think he knows. I don't know how to fucking talk about the birds and the bees with this kid.
I know, but it's funny. Everything he says innocent just sounds more wrong. He's like, no, we don't do anything. We just cuddle.
Yeah. What?
It makes me so angry. I want to fight all these kids.
I know.
I literally want to fist fight these little.
It's the worst feeling.
I hate it. But then he's like, he's just so sweet. But he's like. Like, he can do jujitsu. He can box. Dude. Like, he's been doing this for a long time. So I just want to tell my James. I told him, James, just hit them.
I don't know how I'm going to handle it. I'll be at, like, a store, like, at the supermarket, and my daughter's 2.5 is, like, riding in the front of the cart. And, like, because she's just the sweetest angel in the world. And so, literally, when people walk by, she just goes, hi, you know, to random people. And then you see, like, some people, like, melt, and they're like, oh, hi, sweetheart. And then every now and then she'll say hi to someone, and they just... like, don't say anything back. And every instinct in me is to, like, run that person down and be like, you're going to go back there and say hi.
Say hi
because
to my baby.
Because a perfect little angel just said hi to you. You psychopath. Like, you just, oh, my God. I just want to fight the world.
Yeah. Just any embarrassment you want to, like, save them from.
Yeah.
Like he plays basketball, and he's pretty good at shooting the ball, but he dribbles like a goddamn girl. What do you want me to say?
He is your kid.
The apple doesn't fall far.
I mean, Lewis, have you seen yourself?
No, dude, I'll dominate this kid. I'll tell you right now. Like, first of all, like, you still have to play.
He beats you, and you have to take another gun in the butt.
No, dude,
this coming Tuesday, dude. We could do it this coming Tuesday.
I'll come on Tuesday. Come Tuesday. You want to do this one-on-one? You're going to get embarrassed again, and we're not going to be friends.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think you should beat Jay again. I don't think it's good for the podcast dynamic.
It's perfect for the podcast.
No, Jay hates it. Jay hates losing, hates being the fucking...
Lewis, come get some.
Jay hates losing, but he loves competing.
Oh, dude, I played...
by the way, all right, what were we going to say? It relates to the fight because we were talking about the fight. But Jason Ellis, I guess he did some crazy stunt. Pull it up. If you look up late... I'm trying to remember if it's like they say they try to kill Jason Ellis. Let me actually look it up real quick for you guys.
That's his camp. Every day he fights five guys to the death. Figure if I could kill five mates, I could kill Lewis.
We almost break Jason Ellis and then pull it up toward the end of the video. Like the last minute of the video.
Just him getting stomped out.
No, it's him doing like crazy stunts, but he's like injuring himself, which I think is great. I want more of this. I want more of him. Like, yeah,
Lewis isn't one of those like guys who's like, look, I want him at 100%. Lewis is like, I will take him as damaged as possible.
No, I'm not like, I'm this fucking warrior spirit. I'm not trying to be a UFC fucking champion.
Lewis can do to not be fat. So that's
the best of the best. No, dude, I want to have abs and I want the weakest, most broken Jason Ellis. I want him to come in there. He's fucking crazy. I got to give him credit because he's out of his fucking mind. He's got balls of steel.
Oh, that's for sure. What's he doing?
Well, they'll show the stunt. He's like hurting himself really bad. No.
Let's go. That's my guy.
He's an action hero, bro. He went Batman.
So what he's doing is he's holding on to like a car. And then the car hits a top speed of whatever it does, and they're trying to like launch him over this ramp thing. Watch, it's out of his, he's out of his fucking mind.
Holy shit.
Oh. Jesus fuck.
But he like pulls his groin, apparently.
Me cock.
Oh, me wobbly wobblies.
Oh, me giblets got dragged on the on the wood. Someone, where's my Farnsworth Bentley to hold a...
Dude, that is such a funny move.
Thank you, human slave.
Just go, well, we don't want you getting sunburned down there, kiddo.
Notice, yeah, we're trying to protect you from the sun so your full coverage outfit doesn't get burned.
Nice guess.
Well, hold on. That guy was white before before they started shooting, so.
Oh, that seems awful.
Wow.
And he ate it on.
I mean, does he nail it? He's doing a pretty good job on that first
one. No, he never nails it. He just keeps on launching himself 40 feet into the air and hurting himself.
It's funny. It's like, all right, well, bye, everyone.
I mean, that's a lot better than I could do.
It's true.
I don't know. I feel like I could do it if I really tried.
Really?
Well.
I think there's a path.
One half of there's a path.
I always think there's a path to me doing a lot of things I can't do, except for things where my feet are out of control. My feet aren't in control of anything. Like I said, rollerblading, skateboarding, all that stuff. I'm just
terrified.
Dude,
I had Jay try to stand on my skateboard once. It was hilarious. It's
terrifying.
Dude. He was.
Do you remember when we went for one of your daughter's parties?
Ice skating.
That I went to. We went ice skating, and Jay was not having fun.
I don't hold on. I don't let go of the side. I just push myself. And then here's I think it's the problem with any of those things when I'm out of control. I'm afraid I'm going to fall like bad, so I just fall right away. You know what I mean? It's not even like I'm falling.
So you can control your own fall.
Yeah, I'm like, as soon as I let go, I'm like, no, this doesn't feel right, and I just drop because I'm like, yeah, I'm falling. I don't want to fall and hurt myself. I'd rather just go down the way I know. Yeah, I don't know why. I just can't. If I was able, dude, I'll tell you what. It would be like when fucking Rose was on the front of the Titanic. If I took a skateboard and like was on it for a block, I'd be such smiles and shit. It would be so cheesy. I'd be like, wow, I'm doing it, I'm going. It would be amazing.
It's very funny because I think some people, like, they just, they can't. Like, whatever it is, like, your body just, like, makes you really scared and nervous, so you start to, like, freak out.
Well, Seth, have you ever had your body, like, turn on you? Like, your body does something you didn't think it was in your mind? When I went to, there was this...
Is this a rape story?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Are we recording? No, never mind. You tell your story, Lewis. No, I was up at this like this lookout thing at one of the oddball tours backstage. It was a car racing course, like an F1 course. So they have the lookout tower, and you can go up it. It's just one elevator. It goes from the floor up like hundreds and hundreds of feet. And then you might be able to look it up. I think it's in Dallas, Texas, the F1 course, or Austin, Texas. Might be Austin. It's Austin. But half of it up there is concrete, and half of it is like this thick glass that's as thick as the concrete, so you can look right down all the way to the ground.
Whoa.
And I went up there the first time, and on the concrete, like heights don't scare me. It's not heights. It's the idea of falling. But I was like, oh, I'm going to go over and look at the glass floor. And I started walking, and I almost fell because of my feet.
That's what the fear of heights are. I don't mean to cut off your story, but it's like, you can't say, I don't have a fear of heights, I have a fear of falling. Like, that's what it
no,
is.
You're wrong. It's different. It's different. Like, some people just can't look over the side of anything. You know what I mean? Like, some people can't look over the side of a building. No, I know, but
I don't have a fear of heights. I have a fear of being up high. I have no problem with heights.
Listen, I'm definitely not, I don't like getting on step ladders. It's falling. It's not
the heights. I understand what you're saying.
I'm saying some people can't look out of a window. When people walk through my hallway, you see my hallway here at this place of the building, and it's like on both sides, it's like clear glass. Like some people like have covered their like eyes to walk past that. They're not in any danger. They're just like it just freaks them out to see themselves up that high.
I don't have like a debilitating fear of heights, but I have a little bit of that thing. Like when I look over, like at something like that. It gets a little feeling out of me.
I get the leg wiggles.
If I'm on a tall building and there's like a ledge right there, and I can simply, if I get on my tippy toes to look up, or if somebody like were to like just give me like a little tap on the shoulder to fuck
with me,
I'm like, ooh, and I go down. Like I'd really get down on my knees. I'd yell at them. I'd have a moment of real anger where I'm like, what the fuck, dude. I have a real fear of heights.
I have that
falling. I don't know what it is, but I think it's being pushed over the edge and falling to my death is the fear.
You know, not just the
visual.
Yeah, you have fear of karma.
If I was in, like, if I was in a, like a, or like if I'm in a skyscraper, I can just look out the window and have zero fear. You know what I'm saying? Like, absolutely zero fear. But if I'm in one of those, like, buildings where the floor is glass.
Yes.
You see, like, those pictures where they're, like, massive, like, or you have a bridge where you walk and it's, like, transparent and, like, you walk across this bridge and the floor is transparent. That fucks me up because I feel like it's just going to completely shatter.
It could shatter and you could fall. You know, for sure. On this lookout tower, did anybody find that thing at all for that court? This lookout tower, when I was just walking across, like, I mean, like, I wasn't even thinking of it. I was like, well, I'm going to go look over at that glass part and look down on that. And when I got to the edge of it, like, my torso, I almost fell because my torso kept going forward. My legs just stopped. My legs were like, don't. And then by the end of the night, we were like laying on it and like looking down because you just, you know, you realize it's just not going anywhere. It's fine. It's sturdy. But in that moment when you're just like, I didn't know, like my body shut off. It was so weird. It was like involuntary completely. Maybe? Yeah, that's it. That is it. Yeah, it's pretty fucking wild. And it's just, yeah, you stay on top of that platform up there at the top is like concrete and thick glass. But man.
All right, gentlemen, let's take a quick moment and thank rockauto.com for supporting today's show. Rockauto.com is the place to go if you want the best prices on car parts. You might be a fixer-upper guy, right? Maybe you something goes wrong with your car, you're the guy that does it. Maybe you go to your neighbor and say, hey, buddy, help me out. I know you're a fixer-upper guy.
Maybe you're a guy who stops on the highway to help another man change a tire because he sees out of the corner of his eye that man is more ladylike in skill.
No matter who you are, no matter what you do, rockauto.com will get you the best prices on car parts. It's also a lot of fun. If you guys aren't even really big into cars, if you guys want to go look at and browse the website, it really is a great website. I've always wanted to do my own shit to my car, and I have no idea. When you go into an auto body shop, you're like, dude, I need a new fucking muffler. And they're like, yeah, this one costs this. And you're like, I have no idea what it's supposed to cost.
Yeah.
You'll get those prices compared at rockauto.com. The thing is, paying the absolute best prices.
You're going to want to have some nice stuff because you're going to be on camera while that lady man that you stopped by to help is filming you for the gram while you do man stuff. These are all just hypotheticals. You could be one of those hypotheticals. Maybe you're a hobbyist. Maybe you work at a shop. Maybe you're this Nancy that I just described.
Maybe you're a real Mo. RockAuto.com is the website. There's no promo code because they already have the best prices available anywhere in the world. Go to RockAuto.com. And if you get a chance, let them know that Legion of Skanks sent you.
Tell them Lewis sent you.
All right, where were we?
What's the most scared you've ever been?
In my life?
If you pinpoint the single most terrified you've ever been, it could be like anything. It could be on a ride. It could be a moment where there's a gun in your face.
Gun in my face wasn't scary. It's a weird thing that literally gun to my head. It's like very weirdly, it's like this clarifying moment where you're just like so in the moment that you're like literally nothing matters except getting from point A to point B.
Yeah.
And point A is this guy has this gun in my face, and point B is he doesn't, and I just want to get to that. And then after it was over, I was like almost like shaking from how scary it was. But like in the moment, it was very like calming in a weird way.
For this question,
Dave sees things like the Matrix, question, like it's all slow motion.
But for this
question, it's matrixed out of the bullet. He shoots me point blank range.
Yeah, you move out of the way. You're so fast in slow motion, you move out of the way. You put his own friend in front of him. You take their wallets.
Hump them a little bit.
They have no idea what happened. They're like, what's that? For this question, we have to take children out of it completely.
Yeah, because
it's always going to be like Isabella being sick or something like that, you know, where you're
That's always. I also just like every day, every time my daughter like falls or hurts herself, I have a moment of thinking like something horrible's happened.
Kids, you're saying your own personal fear.
Yeah, fine. But even before you get to that, but remember the time when James fell down the stairs at B's?
Yeah.
Oh my God. He like busted his lip open. And dude, I just, all they did was they called me and they told me that James is hurt. He felt
and she was like, and when you ran through the streets, right? And you like ran through the streets, right?
Yeah, and I just was fat and I couldn't run fast. So I was like, like at one point, like I'm like crying and I'm like just slowing down, going like, oh,
I'm too fat to save my boy. I'm too fat to save my boy.
At one point, I had to rationalize walking. I'm like, oh, I got to get there. I don't want to pass out.
Oh, dude, that's so awful. You go, I mean, whatever's happened has happened at this point, I guess.
Oh, I sure hope it's not my kidney he needs.
Oh, but dude, they just called you hysterical, right? Like it was like frantic. That's the worst thing to do, man. Yeah. Like, don't fucking oof.
Yeah, I mean, like I'm terrified. Isabella and her friend are out. They're looking at their the apartments they're thinking about getting all through like Brooklyn and stuff, and like I don't know Brooklyn that well, so it's just like, is everything fine so far? You guys are... So it's like, yeah, it doesn't change really even as they get older.
What were you going to say was your most terrifying thing, Jay?
I don't mean, like, I remember being... I mean, here's the thing. I was like a fucking weirdly anxious kid, and then not as a young adult, and then very much again as an adult. So when I was young, I mean, like, my dad, I made him and his family... leave Disney World because the rain, the weather looked scary to me. I had such a weird fear of that shit.
You know, you have a great relationship with your dad when you refer to his family as his family.
It was his family.
I know, but I'm just saying, any decent father would make you feel like that's
part of
that
family. Yeah, that's true.
Wait a minute. Well, time out. You made his...
I didn't make them. They just had to leave because I was making a scene. No, of freaking
out. You made them. Yeah. Saying you,
that's as close as a kid can have to make anyone. 17.
Six or seven, maybe.
You were six or seven, and he had a new family.
Yeah. I made my mark.
How old were the new kids?
This is why the new kids were like, this is why you're not a part of this family. They, bullshit like this.
I think we only went with, like, they were older than me, so they were probably like, so let's actually say I was probably maybe like 8 or 9, and they were, no, not 8 or 9, it was probably 6 or 7, and they were 13 and 15. Like the twins were 13 and the other one was like 15 maybe.
So your dad left their mom for your mom and then went back to their mom?
No. Oh no, they weren't. No. They weren't his kids. I'm sorry. It was his stepkids.
Oh, okay.
My stepbrother and sisters, yeah.
Oh, okay, now I'm understanding. I was like, what the fuck happened?
No, when my dad married my stepmother, who she's been with now for like 30 years, they had kids.
I get it. She had already had kids.
She had three kids already.
So they had some kids, and you were this little fucking weird fat kid.
I was a little fat kid from Philly who came. Although that family, like my stepmother there was great. She was awesome. My one now is the one that like was never really cool with me or accepting of me. But the first one was great. But God bless her for being cool with me because I just full on panicked.
What was the weather?
Just like Florida. Black clouds for an hour, probably rain. I thought when there was weather outside, like bad weather at all, I thought the world was going to... I had a crazy anxiety.
You had same personality as Sport?
Yes. Yes. I had terrier behavior as a child.
Just shaking under the bed.
Do you remember that with Sport, Dave? Yeah. You called me one time. You're like, dude, I think Sport's going to die.
Dude, I tell you about... I had a tornado hit. It's the only time I've ever seen a tornado in my life, but a tornado hit Brooklyn. You go look it up, like what year? This might have been like 2011 or something like that. And a tornado, I mean, it was a real serious tornado. Like, you know, those huge trees, you know, in New York City? One was completely uprooted and launched like 8 feet away. Like fucking cars were moved and shit. It was, and literally, but tornadoes come on like nothing. Like there's no warning. You know, it's just a beautiful day outside. And Sport starts fucking, what I thought was having a seizure. Like, literally starts shaking uncontrollably. I was freaking out. And I thought that I love that dog. I was like,
Dave, please help me.
But he knew. He knew it was coming. And then
this was like an hour or two before, right?
Maybe a little, maybe like 20 minutes before or something like that. But it looked like perfect outside. And then I'm talking about, dude, like.
But Dave called me up freaking out, being like, dude, I called him, I was like, I don't know what's going on.
Sports Nostradamus.
And Lewis was like,
arf, two metal birds are going to hit two towers. Arf, arf.
He goes, arf, arf, a dictator's going to take over Germany. Arf, arf,
arf, arf. He was one letter off on his name.
Arf, arf.
Himmler.
better. Yeah. Arf, arf, technology will eventually overcome humanity. Arf, arf, arf.
No, but so Lewis goes, dude, it's the weather. He gets like this with the weather, but I'm looking outside and it's like fucking perfect. So I was like, when it hit, it's not like rain, like wind or storms I've ever seen before. Like I was sure the glass was going to shatter in from my windows. Like it was so crazy. That was like, I like got down on the floor with him. Like I thought,
arf, arf, don't worry, Dave. It's not going to shatter. Arf,
but, dude, back to the fear stuff.
Vision.
Back to the fear stuff in general.
But I'm still terrified of weather.
Back to the fear stuff in general. I mean, like I used to like, I had the complete physical emotion and mental emotion of like when I would go, when our laundry was in the basement of the duplex, we were the top floor of a duplex apartment. And, so at the basement was the laundry, and like simply going, like my mom asking me to grab the laundry or put laundry in or something, I ran up the stairs from there every time with the fear of it felt like I was convinced something was coming behind me and like terrified. It was bizarre.
Dave or Jay.
Yeah.
It was a scene from Home Alone. Are you just describing scenes from Home Alone right now?
And then my parents left by accident, and then I shaved for the first time, which that was kind of fun. But I'll tell you what, guys, take it from this boy. Do not put on cologne right afterwards, because it's going to make you, you guys got to see it. And then I beat burglars with booby traps. Did you guys know I was into booby trapping?
Do you remember, Lewis, how fucking
my family
Marco
disappeared? My family disappeared.
Dude, I remember being like, waka, waka, waka. Oh, I had peanut butter for dinner. Steak
Buzz's
for breakfast.
Girlfriend. Woof.
Yuck. Girls.
Lewis, were you there? You know, like Marco, the guy who owns Eastville, was like good family friends with Macaulay Culkin. Yeah. And so like, were you there? He would come to shows sometimes and just like hang out. So he came to the show and dude, and you could see from his energy right away, he's like, doesn't really want to be recognized. You could just kind of see that vibe where it's like, let me lay low. And dude, black people are so shameless. Like, do you remember the line coming out of the fucking club? Like, people are filing out. And they literally see him. And there's like this fat black woman. And she's, I mean, so loud and right in his face. They're just like, oh, shit. And they're like, ah, like right in his face.
Do it. Do it, nigga. Do it. Kevin McAllister.
Motherfucker won't even, man, I'm trying to impress my chick over here. I got my lady out. You embarrass me by not doing the thing. Do the thing. Do the face thing, white boy. Yo, do me a favor. Set that thing up by the door where the paint can gonna hit a motherfucker in the face. Set it up. I recognize you. I noticed that with Sal, dude. When people recognize him sometimes and they're aggressive, they also feel like they are deserved something. Like, you know what I mean? Like, there's something is coming their way. They're like, I've heard people say to him before, it's like, man, motherfucker, I watch you on TV. You can't, like, come back and, like, meet my family and shit. It's like, damn, dude.
Yeah, that's rough.
If I was Sal, I would literally always act like I'm on the TV show. I'm like, yeah, we're filming.
Dude, it's so. It's weird. It's weird to watch that level. Like, I remember being at, like, fucking Caroline's with Sal, and, like, he'd be, like, hanging inside the door while someone goes and flags
a
cab down
because
Uber was too far away. Yeah, and, like, it'd be, like, a thing, like, and he's just like, yeah, there's a bad area for me. There's, like, a bit, like, if Sal walks out to the middle of Times Square, it would just be, like,
the lines will start forming.
Yeah, literally, like, he'll be mobbed.
We should do that with Sal. We should, like, surprise him for his birthday one day. I'm like, really, we're going to put a blindfold on you, and we just drop him off on 42nd Broadway.
Kick him out of the car.
We said we're going to take him to a Kiss concert and have him dress in full makeup so no one bothers him. It's fucking tough. I tell you, Kevin Hart, that was the surprise, and it's no exaggeration, when he walked from one door of the hotel, like the side door of the gym, to the front of the hotel. For some reason, it had an external entrance. I mean, we walked like half a block, and I mean, it shuts the place down.
A half a block for Kevin Hart, to be fair, is like three blocks for a normal-sized person.
It's true. That's most of his workout, actually.
It's just walking.
He's like, Jay, you took a half a block, but that was miles for me.
Damn.
Yeah, I was walking. He was running full speed. We never were. We never broke stride. No, but see, that level, that's like, seems fucking just horrible. I mean, like, if you walk down the street, like, How do you have a conversation with someone walking down the street? Cars stop. I mean, everything stops when you walk that half a block.
You get a taste of it, right? Like we all do at our shows.
Skankfest.
So it's
Skankfest. Which is like that.
But even on weekends.
Like if you go to a sold out show that people are there for you, it's like that, trying to get around. But just imagine, which is really fun when it's just at your show. But imagine living life that way anytime in public.
Listen, but horrible. even at our shows that we have, I still have like 15 minutes after the show, and then before I go out. It's not that I don't want to meet it. I'm excited, but it's such a thing. You're going to be in a thing. You're not going to have like a minute to like just not talk for the next like hour or so. So the thing is, like, I really have that before you go out. Like, whew, all right, here we go. You know, because it's going to be a thing. Like, every time I walk out of my house to go to the store, I don't have that. And people
do. This time at the Comedy Store, shout out to everyone that came out for the Depraved sold out shows. Really incredible. Nice. What a fun time. Alex was there. Thank you for Alex.
That's your first time back since our New Year's, our last New Year's run there.
And Alex can attest to this. The fans now, what they do is they come up to me and they challenge me and they start grappling me. And they'll start getting wrist control, you know, underhooks, double underhooks, and it turns into a little bit of submission grappling.
Lewis went from being a comedian to being the hardcore champion. He's just going to fight.
You're a traveling like novelty thing where it's like, come fight Lewis J. Gomez in San Diego, American Comedy.
I wouldn't give them pictures with me unless they actually survived.
Do you know what's so funny? How different we are with the fans.
How?
And it is funny, and not arguing whose is better at all here. I'm just saying it is funny when I can see the...
Alex, have Harrington send you that footage, by the way, real quick.
I can see the crossover of people where they come, and it's like, hey, man, goes, you want to go take acid and fucking wrestle on this hill? It's like, oh, no, Lewis is coming next month, guys. That's the Lewis thing. I'll take a picture. I'll bullshit with you and smoke a joint. But that's, you know, there's not going to be any physical stuff happening here.
You know what I love? I got out of my rental car with the new chick I'm dating to go into the hotel, and the guy who was working the valet recognized me and got super excited, and it just made me look awesome. You know, just made me look fucking awesome,
dude. The first date I ever went on with Lauren, I went to this fucking restaurant, and it turns out the owner of the restaurant's a huge fan of ours. I mean, like, nice. I couldn't, it looked like I paid someone to like create this situation, but he literally just came over and he was like, hey, Dave Smith, I'm such a huge fan of yours. It's like an honor that you're eating here. The bill, don't worry about the bill, blah, blah, blah. Please come back anytime. Like, blah, blah, blah. And it was like, just couldn't have been. So that literally in our entire marriage has never happened again, but it's set up perfectly on that first date to make me look awesome.
It's kind of fucked because I don't know. It was such a good moment. Like, she definitely gave it up that night. And now you married her. You're like, damn it. My wife's kind of a slut, but it's okay.
I
love her
anyway. I have that excuse. It's only because I'm trying to remember ever. Like, who would that happen with?
I can't remember one where it got to make me look. I'm sure that I have a few where it was like it made me look good to somebody. Oh, Isabel, like when it happens in front of Isabel is kind of neat when she was younger. I thought that was cool. But Christine had a fucking great one, man. We went to see, it was the first times I ever met her father and stepmother. And we went out to like the Yard House or something down by where her dad lives in California. And our waiter just happened to be, he was like, oh my God. He goes, what the hell are you doing? He was like, and it was the bonfire. So he knew Christine too, you know what I mean? Like, and it was just like, it looked so like, it's like, look, we paid her off to make her look cool in front of her parents. You know, she had a stepmom that was like, you know, she's had a rocky relationship with her life over the years. So again, anything like that is great. Like someone who's kind of like, it's like, wouldn't you like, you want like some part of you, Dave, wants your dad to get word of how good it's going for it. You know what I mean? Like you want him to be like, yeah, fuck this guy.
Dave, did you have a rocky relationship with your dad?
Me?
Yeah, that means they box.
Yeah, they have a rocky relationship. He's making Dave eat raw eggs every morning.
We have a pretty rocky relationship. He's always telling me it's not about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit. Keep moving forward.
He said quitting's for losers, and that ain't me. That ain't me.
By the way,
he told me a stupid story about fighting Spider Rico again. I'm like, you already told me the story, Dad.
Dude, I definitely cried to that scene, and I think specifically because it's everything I needed in my life that I never had. It was literally like, you're like, oh yeah, that's what you want. That's why you want a dad.
I just watched Rocky 1 again with James.
And so great.
Of course, cried. I mean, dude, fucking in the end, he's just not even fucking, he doesn't even care about the decision. He doesn't even care.
What an incredible little moment.
Dude, and that
well, he only wanted to go the distance.
That was
he told Adrian when they were laying in bed that if he could just go the distance with them, that was what. But that ending being so amazing is what allowed them to do the cheesy he always wins every other movie, because they did it so awesome in the first one that you deal with all the other ones being like, well, oh yeah, and he ends up winning.
I'm getting goosebumps to it. I'm getting goosebumps right now thinking about though the end of two when he does it. Yo, Adrian, I did it.
Yeah.
Bring it up, goddammit. Bring up Yo, Adrian, I did it. Actually, the best Rocky scene to me of all time is still when she tells him after she has the baby and she says, when?
I just, I can't. I literally just did an entire Rocky episode of the Real Ass Podcast where we broke down every Rocky and every Rocky. I can't just get into the conversation right now. We could do it another time, but we did this.
Some other time we'll do it.
This
I'll tell you, Balboa was pound for pound, I think, one of the best.
Let me break it down. Opening scene.
Make him do it again.
You know what? You're right. Let's talk about that Rambo that happened in Burma. What was that one all about? You see the Jackass trailer came out? That doesn't matter. We do have to go.
I can't believe they're old and doing Jackass again.
Poor Bam.
Bam Margera just X'd out of it, man. Just completely X'd out of it.
What happened with him? Oh, it's drug shit?
Yeah. It's just then they just got tired of it. And then he snapped on them.
I think his point is kind of interesting. He's like, yeah, you guys pay me to be a fucking jackass. And it's like, this is what I've become. This is what I am now. And it's like, okay, so now I'm too fucked up to not be in the movie about fuck ups. It's like, I understand the bitterness, you know, but a pretty big fuck up if.
No, I think he is. I tell you, me and Bennington interviewed him and it was like, it was weird. He was awkward. His eyes were fucking bolted.
Somebody tried to set us up with him coming on Legion of Skanks at one point.
But he's like, he's been fucked up since his buddy. He just didn't process that well at all since Ryan Dunn died.
It's the druggy thing just doesn't age well, man. You really got to just go.
I don't think it's going to be less funny because Steve-O's sober. As long as they're willing to do the stuff, and they are.
Yeah, this writing is nothing.
Let's see the trailer.
We'll meet again. Don't know where, don't know when, but I know we'll meet again some sunny day.
Oh, I'm Kurt Knoxville. Welcome to Jackass. 3, 2, 1. Well, we'll get more.
That's pretty funny.
The faster you pedal your bike, the faster the other guy's hand goes back.
It's Machine Gun Kelly.
Feel like anything.
Concussions aren't great, but as long as you have them before you're 50.
They do a crossover with Eric Andre, which is pretty cool.
49. So we're good.
Can't believe, dude. 49 years old, still doing that.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, I was never willing to do that shit.
Oh, the trailer has a lot of like that stuff too. The fucking it's got a bunch of like the airbag underneath the seat shit. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, I got it.
Dude, it's gonna be great.
Yeah, it'll be funny. I'll go watch it.
It's a
super high. Let's do like a crew. We get like 50 tickets.
It's a weird feeling to even like see it. Makes you feel kind of old. You know what I mean? Like you're like, oh shit, that really was that long,
dude. We're 40.
Yeah,
that really was that long. We could find like a late midnight showing after a Skanks episode. Would be awesome.
Yeah, bring the whole crew.
Yeah, it'd be a lot of fun. But yeah,
it's such a weird feeling of like 20. Like if you say 20 years ago. It still, to me, feels like this weight of like so long. But I'll be like, all right, 20 years ago, I was fucking hanging out with Lewis. Yep. Yeah, jeez.
20 years ago was fucking 2001. Yep. It's crazy.
Yeah,
Dr. Dre put out The Chronic, part 2.
The time flying on stuff is bonkers. And it ain't going to get any slower, I promise. It's going quick. It's going super quick. Guys, real quick, let's talk about one of our longtime and some of our favorite sponsors here over at Legion of Skanks. And that, of course, is YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. Damn, I love buying things in kilos. It's the best value in Kratom. It's shipped right to your door, and there's no questions asked. Look, if you've never heard of Kratom before, this isn't for you. But if you want to get nice and want to start partying and stop being lonely all the time, then listen to this. Celebrating freedom at YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. It's one of the biggest sellers of Kratom nationwide. And YoKratom has made it so easy that you can buy directly at wholesale prices. It's quality Kratom. The feedback from the fans is huge. You can check it out on the website.
We think they're sleeping.
Yeah. I mean,
the feedback from the fans is like, hey.
I did a poll myself, and I found not one even act of aggression or fist fight in anyone who's been using Kratom over the last several years.
There's been actually zero feedback from the fans, good or bad, which means it's working. Yeah. They're sleeping at their keyboards,
they're
folks.
They're like, should I open my computer? It's so over there, though. again, once
listen,
again, if you're a fan,
listen,
of Kratom.
Kratom Nation.
Kratom Nation, listen, wake up. Wake the fuck up. Do something, you fucking bum. Even if your big accomplishment today was going to YoKratom.com and getting a $60 kilo, do something.
That is actually great. You know how everyone says, hey, dude, all you do all day is take Kratom and fucking nod out, and you're not really doing anything with your life?
You can say, no, I logged on to YoKratom.com and ordered a $60 kilo.
Yeah, I ordered Kratom today. Yeah, what did you do today?
what a fucking amazing cycle.
Again, go to YoKratom.com, get yourself a $60 kilo. All right, let's get back into it.
Which one of us do you think is going to die first?
Me. No one argued.
All right, what about second?
Who's dying second? Me again? Because I'm going to die, they're going to bring me back to life, but I'm not going to change any of my habits, and I'll die again.
This is your second chance. This is your second chance, Jay.
I'm dying first and second.
Jay has all that anxiety from his first death, and he starts smoking more cigarettes.
Oh, yeah, I can't stop smoking. I'm nervous now about dying.
Again.
What if I die again? You know how much it sucked dying the first time? I can't wrap my brain around people who have that. They have heart attacks, and then they just go back. I'm like, how do you ever laugh again? Why are you not just 24/7 going like, well, that's the little one. Big one's coming.
Dude, I'm going to the doctor again for the first time in a while. For like regular shit, like just checkup shit.
Physical, yeah.
I hate it. I'm getting anxiety right now thinking about it.
Dude, it's so funny, like, my mentality on that shit, because I didn't go to the doctor forever, and I went, like, maybe, like, 4 years ago, Lauren, like, made me. Like, she was like, you have to go to the doctor. You haven't been to the doctor in 20 years. And I went, and everything was fine. And then, like, she was just bringing it up the other day, and I was like, well, no, I just went to the doctor. And she's like, no, you didn't. That was 4 years ago. You're supposed to regularly go. Like, in my mind, I'm like, I literally just went.
Like, well, yeah, like, 5 years ago I went. I had, a regular checkup. And then I had that surgery on my eye, my Chalazian cyst. So they did blood work and stuff like that then. So that was fine. I didn't have AIDS. It's always about AIDS. I'm just getting my AIDS checked.
We should get guys. We should all three of us.
Living in the 90s still. That's not even the concern anymore.
They have those companies that do the, like the Carfax on a person where you can go and like we can find out it's like you're 85% prone to have cancer or you're all that kind of shit.
No,
should all
I don't
want to
find out any of that, dude. So calm down, Joe Rogan. Fuck you.
I would live. Yeah, I shouldn't
trying to figure
do
out
it.
your gut health and your fucking
what?
Gut health.
Is that what Joe Rogan does?
Yeah, dude. There's like kits where you could like test everything,
probably.
Right? There's like companies where, in fact, I think that's a new sponsor that's coming on the show.
Gut health check.
On some of the shows, it's not just it's anything. You could like just send in like do your own blood work at home and send it in, or like do your own gut health check. Send in your poop to see how healthy, you know.
Your poops are.
I don't like it. I don't want to know any of that stuff, dude. I feel like they're just telling you. It's almost like, you know what I compare it to?
You're like, it's going to come back with something. I got to change
something.
But no,
but listen, you know where they say, like, if you could find out the day you're going to die and how you're going to die?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's going to the doctor is
like, closest thing to that.
Closest thing to that. I'm like, all right, fucking get out of my phone. Stop trying to play God, doc. Let me just go die when I'm going to die.
Yeah. It'll happen when it happens.
Lewis, you have a small tumor. We can remove it now. It's no problem.
Don't want to know.
Stop playing God.
Stop playing God.
Why are you playing God? Can we play this game I love that you brought up at the Olympics? The Olympics are almost over. Now it's almost over, the Olympics, right?
I don't even know. I haven't watched one single event. I'm not a dork.
I just watched. I saw some girls volleyball. Some good asses.
I heard
over
the big
Latvia.
Thing about that gymnast who bowed out and didn't want to compete.
Yeah,
and I saw everyone losing their shit.
What is
about that?
What is it? Let's talk about that real quick.
She said, "I don't trust myself." Game. She had a bad vault. She was in her own head, and then she came back and said, "And still, before I like damage the team's like numbers, like I don't trust myself now."
It seemed like maybe there was something more going on that.
Well,
she probably thought, but
anxiety and pressure probably. I mean, she was like the business.
I still don't. Nobody's explained what's going on.
So basically, this gymnast chick who was like the best. She was like, you know,
by far and wide the best, Simone Biles.
And I think she won gold medals like at the last Olympics, and she just bailed on like the finals.
She did one thing. Show the one vault she did. She fucked up, and like she never fucked. She's the best at that event in the world, apparently. So, but yeah, she was very like. It's funny that she bowed and lost her confidence. People were giving her shit a little bit because her outfit says like the goat on it or something. Like she has like that she's the goat printer, and they were like she put so much pressure and all eyes on her. I think she just like folded. She got nervous. It's a lot of. I mean, they're kids, man. When they start.
I saw people taking like all types of shots at her. It was so weird. Like being like I saw this Charlie Kirk guy who's like a conservative commentator, and he's like, "Now the Russians are gonna win because you're a sociopath who only cares about yourself." And you're like, "You're talking about like what a 20-year-old girl?"
Yeah.
Like,
could you imagine James? Could you imagine James at his age being like just like very like harshly and with like discipline constantly from like this group of people? It's like they're raised so bizarre.
Well, yeah, right, exactly. And that's like, you know, he probably won't be like a fucking Olympic level athlete because I don't put the type of pressure on my kid, even if he was, you know, that sort of talent.
Yeah.
Oh, so she fucked that up.
And that's like the, and that's it.
If I did that.
Oh my God.
I'd be like, wow.
If I did that, I'm the most athletic person we all know.
If any of us just did the run up before even jumping, if you just ran that good, I'd be blown away.
If any of us could run up to the, go back to what it is.
Let me tell you, if I could run up, if you could just put your hands on that horse, flip over and land on your feet, if any of us can do that, dude, I would be, I would hug you guys like a hug like you've never felt. Like, oh my God.
Flip over. Yeah. Flip over. If one of us could simply...
Well, you're on a springboard. You are hitting a spring... That, not that. None of that.
No, hold on.
Not even that.
What do you think...
I don't think I could do any of it. So let's not even have this argument. There's none of
I don't think that I could springboard up onto the platform.
I literally don't think I could.
What do you mean? Springboard and land on it with your feet? Yeah, you could.
Yes. No, Jay, I think, first of all, you would just... You'd hit the springboard and it would just...
it wouldn't come back
straight,
up.
Straight to the ground.
Have your fun. Have your fun. I'm not that fat.
It's just pinned. It's pinned to the ground, James. Like,
well, everything you're saying though is my fear of all those things. I don't want to go on a diving board because if it cracks on me, like that, then it's a great video. Everyone's laughing at.
Cracks.
I don't like sitting on flimsy lawn furniture. All these things are.
Well, that happens all the time. There's just like a little hairline fracture in that flimsy lawn furniture. And
but
you're
then you're the fucking
a pile of plastic forks.
Yeah. Absolutely true.
Is there any, please, if there's a videos of just fat people, how about a compilation of fat people breaking things that they're doing? Has anybody ever snapped a diving board in half? No.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
impossible. No.
Tons.
No, really? That happens?
No, that was the guy's name. We called him Tons.
Yeah, Tons. He broke the diving board.
Tons Rodriguez.
Tons. Well, we should have seen it coming.
My name is Tony. All right, Tons.
Whatever, Tons. No, it's Tones, you mean? No. Tons. Weight. About your fat weight. You could definitely find diving board breaking shit.
Please, I would love to. In the meantime, why don't we do some plugs? We're at the halfway point about.
Hell yeah.
I'll go first. LewisofSkanks.com is the website. This is live on Friday night, right? So Saturday night, the 31st, I'll be at Uncle Vinny's Comedy Club. Come out to that. It's going to be a lot of fun. Got the great Colin Turrell on those shows with me. And then I'll be back at the Stress Factory in New Brunswick, August 4th, Wednesday night, August 4th. Great Depraved lineup with Rich Voss, Joe List, Karen Feehan, Dalton Pruitt, Tim Butterly, Paul Verzi, and more. Really, really crazy show. The Depraved has been selling out all over the country, so support that.
Is Colin killing it on the shows?
Oh, he's murdering, dude. He's so funny, dude. Colin's a killer. Really, really funny.
Awesome.
So support these shows and more. Lots more stuff coming up. I'll be in Saratoga Springs the 6th and 7th with the great Zach Amico. And that'll be at BJ Ryan's at the end of August. Lots more dates coming up, including Skankfest. Skankfest South is happening November 5th or 7th in Houston, Texas. We are doing a re-release of just a handful of tickets. We're putting out single-day passes for Friday, Saturday, Sunday on Monday, August 16th at 12 p.m. Eastern. You got to go to skankfest.net at 12 p.m. Eastern on Monday, August 16th. This is your last opportunity to buy tickets. We were able to squeeze out just a few more tickets. It's, I think, 100 on Friday, 100, no, no, 150 on Friday, 100 on Saturday, 150 on Sunday, I think is what we're selling.
We had to grease some palms in the government and local government. And,
yeah, it's made it happen. This is it. This is your opportunity, guys. So make sure you grab those tickets on Monday, August 16th. They will sell out. If I had to guess, they will sell out in mere minutes. So make sure you grab skankfest.net, August 16th, 12 p.m. Eastern. And if you love the show, subscribe directly at gasdigitalnetwork.com. You get the entire On Demand library, the entire on-demand library consists of every episode of Legion of Skanks that we've ever recorded. You start from the beginning, you go binge watch all the episodes and catch up till now. It's thousands of hours of content that you cannot get anywhere else. Use the promo code LOS, get a 7-day free trial, and you save $1.50 a month. It's only $8 a month if you use that promo code for the premium service.
Word, Davey?
I got Washington, D.C. On the 8th, August 8th, live stand-up show and a live Part of the Problem with Robbie the Fire Bernstein and my brother Chris Vega on the show. And then later in the month, I got Rochester. And yeah, Part of the Problem. That's all.
Hey, BigJComedy.com. This weekend, everybody, if you're listening to this right now, you can come tomorrow, Albany. Justin Silver will be with me on that. Weekend after that, Raleigh, North Carolina. Good nights. Come check me out there. It's only my second time there. So please, Raleigh, let's make that one big. Denver coming up, Portland, Edmonton, so many dates, so many cities. I'll be around the rest of this year. I'm pretty much booked out, so check it out soon, BigJComedy.com. Of course, The Bonfire, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern on SiriusXM 103 Faction Talk and SDR Show right here on the Gas Digital Network. Yeah. And look for the worst coming to you soon. It's going to be doing it at Moon Tower and a couple things like that. The worst also at Skankfest, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
So that show's getting some traction now. Do we have any of the things we were looking up? What were we looking up before we said let's do? Yes. Diving boards breaking. Yeah. Too many tortas. That's what it said. That's a great description.
Well, the dog's just telling him. It's like, the diver was going to break. Woof, woof.
Yeah, that made me jump.
That's hilarious. Okay. But that's like, okay, so this is just like a home diving board that's probably not put together properly.
That's what I would be telling people afterwards. I'm like, yeah, the thing was fucking not put together right. Don't give me shit.
So, yeah, I mean, look, that chick, she has... you know, she look, it's her right. But look, the reality is, you know, the pressure of being a high level athlete, that's what it is. So
no, that is what it is. Why? That's why there's not much excuse. I know you don't watch NBA at all, Lewis, but I think so Dave knows a little bit. I mean, like the guy on the Sixers, I mean, the second star of the Sixers lost the whole series for them, got him knocked out of the playoffs because he couldn't hit foul shots.
Do you remember?
Could you imagine that with like a professional basketball player? Well, he couldn't. He hit three out of every 10.
Okay, you remember Nick Anderson?
Yeah,
who played for the Orlando Magic. Remember what happened with him?
He blew.
So this dude was the shooting guard for the Orlando Magic, a really good Orlando Magic team. Shaquille O'Neal.
The only position that has the word shooting in it.
Yes, literally, and he was excellent. He was like a 20-point a game guy, excellent shooter, excellent player, and they go to the NBA Finals. And I think it was like a 2-point game or something like that. And he gets fouled. And he's going to the free throw line. And he's their shooter.
So I think it was
like,
a 1-point game.
Yeah,
I think the two would
game.
Have won it and so, one would have tied it.
So he goes to the free throw line, misses the first shot, misses the second shot, gets a tip back, grabs the ball, gets fouled again. And and they're over the limit. So he's going back to the free throw line. So everyone's like, oh, we got it. Because fucking.
Can't miss four.
Like,
can't miss four.
Misses all four. Misses the third and the fourth. This epic thing. They lose the fucking game. They lose the series. He went from being like a 20-point a game guy to scoring like 6 points
like a
game.
Bench,
like
dude.
He never recovered until I think he started seeing a sports psychologist. And then like 6 years later, started playing good again. But like it destroyed his confidence. And he was just like, couldn't come. He became that guy that was known sports. As missing the four
it
shots.
It happens mostly. I think that was like boxing that happened. Like once a guy just gets exposed. I mean, Roy Jones Jr. was the greatest boxer in the world. Two fights before the fight before he got knocked out.
Well, the other
part, never good again.
But that's a little
getting
different
knocked out. There's a physical side. There's a physical side of it where once you get your lights turned off. They say it's easier to get your lights turned off, right?
And I think in a specific way too. Like it's like when you get really devastatingly knocked out, like it's just I remember that with Chuck Liddell, like where it was just like he had like an iron chin. He just took shots and didn't care, and then it was like it was.
Bisping talked about this as well, you know, because you know he's had a couple of really bad knockouts, and he was fighting Luke Rockhold. You know what I'm saying? Like and going in there and like sort of having like, you know, he's fucking
this with one eye.
Yeah, he's fighting a guy who'd already beat him, and he beat him in devastating fashion. And it's like you have to like go and face that demon, and you're making decisions based off of that. You know, once you get knocked out a few times, you're like, you know, you don't want to get knocked out again. You think like, God damn it, dude! This is everything that I've worked for. The pressure, and then
Brendan Schaub just go out, right?
Hold on, I don't want to lose this thought though. But like the gymnast who's like she's fucking flipping off a thing, and that's fine. That's a certain amount of pressure. But then imagine there's a guy who's like one of the toughest people in the world. In your weight class is literally the toughest fighter in the world. There's not another man in that weight class who can beat that person. And now you're going and you're trying to challenge that guy. The stakes are so much fucking higher when it comes to fighting. And the pressure is so much crazier. It's mind-boggling. It's absolutely crazy.
Yeah, the injury fear is much scarier and something like that. But I mean, the pressure-wise, though, especially for a child, the pressure of the Olympics...
Yeah, it's a lot of pressure for sure.
Yeah, I mean, we don't give a shit that much at all. But I mean, like, in the world of something, like people really give a shit about the Olympics.
Yeah,
it's true.
I'll tell you, I watched Luke Rockhold move around at Ruka. I mean, he's a wild athlete. Like, he's just like, yeah. I watched him. It was crazy. Him and Bisping, because they have like a little pissing contest going on. Because they both train at the same place. But they both ended up like grappling on the ground. It was pretty cool to watch. They like had like a little rematch, so to say.
Oh, just grappling.
Yeah, just like fucking around. And but yeah, that's fucking the UFC level guys. The difference between what they can do and the way they move, it's like it's
but
light
people
years.
have people folded to like pressure in MMA where they just come out and it's just like they fuck. I mean, I'm sure it's like folding to that kind of like the big stage or whatever.
Well, that was a big debate.
Remember Oliver McCall, Dave? Remember Oliver McCall, the boxer, when he like just started crying in the corner?
Yeah, that was Lennox Lewis.
He just had a meltdown.
Just quit. Yeah. And they were trying to get him up. I mean, there's a debate about it. Like it was a real controversial thing because Stephen A. Smith said it about Cerrone when he fought Connor. But then, and everyone was giving Stephen A. Smith, but then Cerrone kind of said a similar thing. And he was like, yeah, I just kind of choked like in that. Yeah. But like he really just kind of like it was this big fight and he just really didn't like show up. I mean, I don't know. I don't know if it was like a mental thing or not, but he kind of said it was.
Yeah, I'm certain of it.
It's the big thing this year in the Olympics. I guess they've been letting transgendered people play in the Olympics since 2004. But it hasn't been like.
But now they've had some time to train.
Now you really see those masculine pecs coming out of those chicks.
It's kind of funny. Like I hear that, like it is weird. Like you will hear about transgender athletes that like don't make the Olympic team. Though you're like, how? Like what happened to you, dude? You still can't even make the female team. That's fucking crazy.
You fucking weirdo.
I remember in high school, I was my girlfriend was on the junior varsity tennis team.
Of
and
course.
You think I'm unathletic now. I was way less athletic in high school. Like, just, I mean, crazy. Like, at this point, I've lived enough years in my life. Like, I've had a basketball in my hand enough times at this point. Just, you know, so I've practiced a little bit more. Like, I play with my kid in the backyard. I throw the football around my kid. Like, when I was a kid, I was really, really, really unathletic. Like, I had, like, never trained. I never ran a mile, never did nothing. And I stayed after school all the time, and I would just, like, practice with the girls' junior varsity team. And... just to like fuck around.
I didn't love that sentence already.
I would dominate them. I would dominate these bitches. They were terrible. They were fat Puerto Rican kid. I would come in and be like, just.
Dude, they, when I was in high school, when I was a freshman, I played on the JV basketball team, and we were really bad. We were a really bad team. We went like, I think we were like 3-17 that year, like really bad team. The girls varsity team won the championship. Like they were the best that the school ever had. And we had a scrimmage where they thought it would be a good idea to have the girls varsity team play the boys JV team. Like the best varsity girls team versus the worst JV team. And they called the game. I think we were up like 60 points. Like it was literally I remember like literally this like little girl who was like one of the stars on the fucking team just took a shot and I sent it into the bleachers. And I remember just feeling like such a dick, like just being like, this is awful. And they never did it again. They were like, this was a terrible idea. Like, why did we think we should do this? But just like, it's ridiculous.
I remember being on an opposite team of a girls college basketball player in like rec center game, just like a pickup game at a rec center, and being annoyed that she was playing, and I'm like, this is dumb. And then in the open court, I mean, just faked me, so I bit so hard and she went right around me and laid it up. So it was such a perfect move. I was just like, I fell for the fake, like she's passing it, because I'm like, this bitch isn't going to try to do a layup on me. So I bit on the pass fake hard, and she just walked right to the basket. I was like, God damn it.
It's really annoying me with the new Space Jam movie. It's like...
I heard it was horrible.
It's fine. I mean, I watch it with my son. My son really likes basketball. And, you know, it's I mean, LeBron...
Does he root for a team?
No. No, not yet. Not yet. He just likes playing, and he like just, you know, likes the sport. And LeBron's fine, and it's cute. You know, what are you going to do? It's just a couple things.
I heard
things.
It was like a big commercial for WB.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of Warner Brothers, like, you know...
properties and shit in it.
Yeah, which they sort of like did the same thing that Ready Player One did. And it's all the same movies and the same references as well. Mm-hmm. So it's sort of, and I like the way they did it in Ready Player One. So, you know, I didn't get, in this, I wasn't like, oh, cool, Back to the Future. Oh, wow, Harry Potter. Like, it was whatever. But they, you know, without giving away like the plot or whatever, the bad guys putting together his like team of basketball players. Mm-hmm. And it's like, he's like, we're going to get the best basketball players. And it's like, they get a bunch of WNBA players as well. And it's like, well, no, you're not putting together the team of the best basketball players. You threw some fucking woke bitches in there. Even the fucking evil team has to be woke.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. You have to be inclusive. Even the bad people have to be inclusive.
But with the Olympics now, so apparently a bunch of transgender athletes. And so, look, I don't, like, this isn't something that I will beat on about. I don't care about the Olympics. They could do all trans athletes. It means so little to me. I'm not going like.
Well, that's what's so weird.
You hear people that like freak out about this. You're like, do you care about the Olympics?
Well, the weird thing is, it's like the right wing conservatives, and it's like, I understand what they're pushing back against, but at the same time, you're like, don't sit here and act like you really care about conserving women's sports.
Right.
Like that was ever like the it's not like they're taking your churches or something that you really cared about. They're taking women's sports.
Right. That's like, a great point. That's a great point. They play this phony game where it's like what, the integrity of, you know, women's,
well, you want to keep a shit the about traditions. Women's sports. You want to keep conservative traditions alive. Okay, well, the conservative tradition was that women didn't play sports. So I guess we're going back to that tradition now.
It's funny. What's funny is like guys don't complain about this because guys are just like, oh man, it's going to be great. It's just going to turn girls sports into guy sports now, know, technically.
Yeah, like, oh my
just
god!
Like, oh, can you, how much would you watch the WNBA if it was all just dudes and fucking in sports bras?
Wouldn't it be so horrible if like you watched a WNBA game and there was one of the people like dunking and running fast?
Can I tell you something, Dave? I'll tell you what. I watched a commercial for WNBA recently on Hulu. They dunk now.
No, they don't.
Dave?
They lowered the nets to 7 feet.
You'd think, but no. Go bring up a montage of WNBA dunks.
Jay, those were trans women.
Now, I'll be honest, I don't know if that's true or not. That might be true, but there is dunk. I couldn't believe it. I was like, oh, shit, you can't say that. And I think that's even the commercial says that. Like, it says something about it. It goes, they say we can't dunk, and then it just shows a bunch of dunks.
But that's already that's a terrible way to advertise basketball, where it's like, come watch basketball. Our people can dunk.
Can I tell you something, Dave? Actually, it was a good commercial. I'll tell you why.
Top five dunks in WNBA.
They've been around for a while now, the WNBA, and the talent has gotten better, and it's got, you know, it's been around for a little bit of years now. But they boom. But they've all been right. That's Lisa
that's
Leslie.
That's in the top five.
That's Lisa in the top Leslie. Five.
Well, that was the first one. That was the first one ever.
Dunk.
Oh, it was the first one ever. Yeah, okay. Lisa Leslie.
Yeah, I mean, these are all like, if a dude did them, they would be just not.
They wouldn't even be a high.
It wouldn't be the top five dunks, no, for sure. But they're women. So it's pretty impressive. They can dunk at all. They got to show
that again. Let's watch that boring ass dunk again.
That's a pretty good dunk.
One.
That was two-hander now. And that's the first person we've seen put down a two-hander. Let's see that again.
Dunks it like a dude.
That's pretty. That was a good one. All right, they're getting better.
Let's see. Okay, let's see. This is number two. Her dick flops out of her
shorts. It's that same. Well, okay. Good after stuff
same
on
chick,
it.
Though.
She put a little flare. Was the same chick as two ago.
Yeah.
And number one. What was that?
That was the first one.
Number one?
That was the first time.
Because it was the first one.
Oh, maybe. Is that what it is? That's Lisa Leslie then. All right. Yeah, but they do dunk.
Pretty
fucking
boring.
But those two girls dunk. The top five only had three girls. The top five dunks in WA history was only three women.
So here's the thing, though, with trans athletes, I feel like if they can pass off as women, we should just let them play.
Sure.
I feel like that should be the standard. If we could eyeball it.
Yeah.
So I had Alex compile a list of athletes, and we're going to figure out whether or not, or we're going to see if we can figure out whether or not they are trans or just doodly chicks.
Love it. I like a good doody chick.
Time for our brand new game, trans or doodly chicks.
I swear to God, I thought three of those pictures were toys.
All right.
It didn't look like real people.
So
trans,
Alex, give us a little bit of
trans chick. Oh wait, trans chick 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 trans.
No,
trans,
I got
trans
this.
Chick chick chick. Wait, hold on. The 2021 Olympic weightlifters. How many are trans and how many are chicks?
There's only one trans person in this group, and the rest of them are chicks.
I apologize to
top
the
middle.
Three ladies that I just offended.
Trans. I said they're all trans.
Top middle or bottom
they're
right?
Lifting weights.
Top middle or bottom right? It's one of those two.
I'm going to go top middle.
I already know the answer. I actually know the answer.
Oh, maybe it is bottom right. I don't know.
How do you know the answer?
Because the bottom right is Dalton Pruitt. We've had him on the show multiple times.
Oh.
Lewis knows the answer. He did a dick check before the weigh-ins.
Here's the thing. My guess would be, shit, now I'm thinking, though, Asians really do pull it off. Now I'm thinking top right because it's the most unassuming.
Trans, pull it off. Love it, Jay.
Thank
solid
you.
Trans joke.
Thank you.
I'm going to go, you know, listen, I could be fooled here, but I'm going to go top middle.
Lewis?
I know the answer, so I don't want to give my guess.
Why do you know it? Answer.
Because I know the story. I remember the chick from the story.
Jay, you give your guess.
Just so there's... two different choices to have. I'm going to say bottom right. Those are my two initial gut choices. Right.
So, Lewis, tell us the answer.
The answer is the bottom right. Was a dude, is now a chick.
Nuh-uh.
Looks every
no, it's still
apart.
A dude.
No, that's a chick now, dude.
No, look, dude, it's not.
Laurel Hubbard.
Oh, it's even a fat name.
I should have known because that's the only one who doesn't look like they're putting any effort in.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, really.
Oh, these are girl weights. Love it.
Yeah. Easy peasy.
Yawn.
Getting yoked. Why don't you have the strongest other girl here sit on the bar while I do it? Hey, Cupcake, want to mash gashes later?
I just love being a woman. So inspiring.
God, I'm such a dyke.
Like I do.
Do you girls want to celebrate by rubbing our pusses together?
So, Lewis, I will say, to caveat what I was saying before, because I think it's silly that the right-wingers make such a big issue out of this, but I guess I do see the argument to, like, we have to be allowed to say that this is ridiculous. Like,
oh, yeah.
I mean, you should be allowed to say.
Your next competitor, the female clean and jerk, is Gus Richards.
Arnold the Hulk Masterson.
Princess Arnold the Hulk.
Yeah.
Do we Lady Magnus Vermagnuson.
What else have we got here, Alex? Do we have another one?
One of these is trans?
One of these is trans? Alex, you can speak.
Sorry, I thought you could hear me. Yeah, so on this team, this is the Canadian 2021 soccer team, and there is one trans person on this team.
Ooh. I'm going to go number five.
Yeah, five really seems like the one.
Okay, interesting. I was going to say 12, but I didn't even see five. It's probably five, but outside shot, it could be Kevin Durant there down second from the left.
No, you know what? Why would five become a woman to look like a dude? Like, it doesn't make sense. Like, she's not becoming a little androgynous. Yeah, right. That's a lesbian.
I also
right
think in 18 I also, over there.
I also I said 12, I think, for sure could be. Also, let's not pay attention to the square jaw of number four and think this could be a very passable.
No, that's a cute chick, actually, Jay. You shut your fucking face. Maybe. That's just a hot chick.
The one next to her, to the right, looks like work's been done. 16 is just an ugly chick. How about the two on the top right? The two on the top right both could
I
be.
I say top right, the one to the left on the top right.
Number the one on the left. Okay. 34. I'm going to go. Right, I'm going five.
That one, yes.
Lewis looks like Andy that Pitts. One. Who are you picking, Jay?
Who are you going with, Dave?
I went with five. I'm sticking with the original.
No, Dave, that's ridiculous. Dave, you're giving up. Wow. You're literally just giving up a vote.
I agree. Oh shit! Did anybody?
I'm going number 34.
Anybody think about? I'm looking at forearms now, and I'm just going to throw a last minute one in there and say bottom right.
All right, Jay goes bottom right.
You get one choice. You're saying bottom right, Jay?
Said it.
No. Yes. Yes.
All right. And Dave, would yours officially number five?
I went officially number five.
I'm going number 34. Who is the official trans athlete on this team?
Dave is correct. Quinn, number five, is the official trans athlete.
Quinn, what you?
Quinn's a guy.
You said I wasted a vote.
I thought
why would
too.
She do that? What?
What's the point?
Understand.
Was this guy just not good at guy soccer? He's like, I'm a chick now.
I mean, that's like what happened here? He's not even pretending to be a chick?
Yeah.
You know,
I guess Jonathan Brandis didn't have to wear that wig and ladybugs after all. Like, hey, I'm trans and I'm on your team. You have to redo ladybugs with everyone accepting that it is a guy wearing a wig.
Yeah.
This is a non-story.
Some people might listen to this and think that we're being mean to the trans athletes, but really, we're being mean to the guesses that we're wrong about.
Yes.
Those are the
Number 23 and 34. You guys are just ugly. 2, 12, just ugly.
Ugh. Yeah, that's terrible.
Anyone else, or is that it, Alex?
So that's it for the contestants who actually made it to the Olympics this year. Those are the two. But there were a couple other people who didn't make the Olympics.
Why don't you just pull up
if you're a guy dressed like a woman and you don't make a woman's team in the Olympics, you sucked. You suck as a guy anyway.
All right, guys, let's take a moment and thank our sponsor for today's show, which is BetterHelp. BetterHelp offers professional counseling done securely online. So if you feel like there's something interfering with your happiness or preventing you from achieving your goals, definitely check out BetterHelp. Whatever you're dealing with, BetterHelp has a wide range of counselors available for you. Plus, BetterHelp is more affordable than traditional offline counseling. Financial aid is available, and it's easy to get started.
If you're listening to this show, you need help. You need help.
We all need help. If you're a host,
you gotta talk
of this
to somebody.
Show,
yeah,
if
this
you
is
listen to this show.
You don't have to replace this show with something. But this show, listening to this show religiously, it's a real public cry for help.
So. And I gotta say, I believe most people could benefit from talking to a professional therapist, and that's what BetterHelp does. They match you with your own licensed professional therapist. You'll be able to communicate with them in under 48 hours. This isn't like a crisis line or self-help. It's professional counseling. It's done securely online. BetterHelp
and also, Dave, with the pandemic, like everyone's sort of doing counseling online anyway. Everyone's sort of doing the Zoom calls or whatever it is. BetterHelp was way ahead of the curve on this. This is essentially the service. You don't have to go and wait in traffic. You don't have to wait in a weird waiting room. And just getting a new counselor in general, the process of meeting somebody and feeling comfortable with them, it is a long process. I've done it many times. With BetterHelp, it takes that entire process. It makes it that much easier because they match you with another counselor. If you don't like that counselor, it really is just the absolute best and easiest way to get help.
I hope now that we've said all this that it's a NXIVM style sex cult. BetterHelp.com/LOS. That's better. That's better. HELP.com/LOS to get 10% off your first month. All right, let's get back into it.
I just got a fucking a text message saying that I sent some money to somebody. And they were like, if you have a problem with this transaction, you could view more information here. And there's a link. And I was like, this seems like it's a scam.
It is. Don't do it.
I should not click on this link.
Let me tell you the ones I've been getting lately. And they're really just like, it's like Costco. Dude, you came up in the sweepstakes. Like, you just got to click this link here.
Yeah.
It keeps doing it.
I'm a fucking retard.
Costco. The code printed on your receipt from 14 came in second in our iPhone draw. And there's just like a link. It's bullshit. Does it look like that, Lewis?
Yeah, it's like that.
Yeah.
That's exactly it.
Spam. Trying to get malware on your phone so they could watch you whack off.
Is that a real thing?
I don't think that's what it's about, but it's good to be concerned. It's good to stay vigilant, Jay.
Worry about your own malware. Yeah, that's why I always make sexy faces when I jerk off in case anyone's watching. Someone said I could put tape over my camera, but for what?
I'll just get sexy. Nobody's watching.
Yeah, I'll just get sexy for it. That's what I say when I come. I go, "Hey, viewers, here it comes."
How could they organize all of our days? See, that's the thing. I know they're watching. I know they're listening. I know they're doing all that stuff, right? But it's like, what are they doing with like all these jerk off videos of us? Like
keeping them, bro, just in case they need them.
No, there's no way. There's
no
way
they keep
to...
a whole lot. They fucking dude. I remember like a lot of this shit came out like years ago, but there were like on Apple products in general, they were saying that like they've like intercepted like tons of pictures and fucking videos and shit like that. They keep all your fucking data, but there's so much of us that no one's actually looking at all of it. Unless
yeah, that's what I figure.
Like, how could they organize it, right?
They keep them on these fucking like supercomputers. It's like crazy, I think, how much space it takes up. It used to be, the NSA used to be keeping all of it, and now I think they just have the companies keep it.
Oh, I think there's like,
it from them
there's like buildings, there's like buildings places that are just like,
storing
just
computer. All this
shit. It's just like a bunch of like, it's just walls and walls of like, computers.
Yeah. It's just us beating off.
Probably.
About 80% of it.
What am I going to put tape over my camera every time? You want to look that bad? Look.
I'm sort of ruined with like jerking off. Like I still jerk off, but it's like I still don't watch as much porn as I used to watch.
I thought you were using that VR headset.
It fucked me up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Finally, a real reason to make out with the air.
Well, no, it's like no. The problem is there's not enough. Sorry, you know how jerking off works, right?
I do.
Like, you need to
up down motion with your hand.
Well, no, you need to go through a bunch of shit and find the right thing to bust your nut to, you know. And
I don't have the time.
Yeah, I'm sitting there. Well, I forget the time. Like I do have the time. If I'm going to jerk off, I'm like, all right, I'm gonna take my half hour, you know, really give myself a nice treat, right? And the problem is, VR porn is too good. I like the VR porn too much. It's so immersive. It's perfect. But I am also used to having to sift through like multiple videos to find the correct video. So there's not enough variety in VR, and non-VR porn isn't immersive enough now. So now I'm sort of stuck here.
Oh no, what a limbo.
Yeah, dude, I'm in like a jerk off limbo.
You're in jack off purgatory, dude.
Dude, I don't know what to do. So now I jerk off to my thoughts sometimes. Jerk off to videos of me banging chicks on my phone.
Aw.
It's cute.
Some OnlyFans. I'll join some OnlyFans if I'm really horny.
You just join them for that moment?
Oh, I'm like, God damn it. Now I'm here.
Can they?
I gotta be particularly unhorny and remember to unsubscribe right before the end of that month. And it never happens.
You just get charged another month.
I don't know if I've ever canceled a recurring charge in my life. I think I just sometimes I lose my debit card and then I'm like, okay, I'm out of everything. But can they see that you subscribed to their thing?
No, I have a secret name, John Doe something.
There you go.
John Doe Gomez.
Lewis John Doe Gomez. The J is for John Doe.
Lewis John Doe. One word, John Doe.
Shit.
Oh, shit is right. What are the other pictures, Alex? Then we had some other
Yeah, Alex, if you could just pull up simply athletes, whether they're trans or not trans, we should have to guess whether or not they're trans.
That's what we all pick. That they're none of them. These are a bunch of ladies.
It's possible. That could happen.
Yeah,
and beach volleyball players were just paling in comparison to the hotness of all of their opponents. They really...
And then, well, wasn't there another story with, like, it was a Norwegian volleyball team or one of these volleyball teams? They got fined.
Complaining about the uniform?
Yeah, because they refused to wear, like, thongs.
It's their thongs. Not even the national, dude. It's the uniform for volleyball is low cut. Like, you have to shave your pussy to wear them.
It's the best. I love it.
It's pretty crazy. Well, it's such a stupid sport.
Well, is that
you froze up hard? Oh, we have no idea what you said. The world censored you, dude.
It's funny.
Your TV froze, or your screen froze, and we didn't hear a word you said.
That's so funny. Is that we heard like. And then Lewis came back in
laughing right away. You're like, is that too far?
And then just having a moment where he felt like it completely fell flat with us. Lewis was giggling. He was like, nothing? No one even like cracked a smile on that?
What did you say?
I was saying the Legion of Skanks should sponsor a high school volleyball team.
To go to the Olympics? Yeah.
Dude, let's make it college.
And we have to have all the players have our pictures right above their puss.
Hell yeah, dude. Or we can do college, whatever.
Yeah, let's do college or whatever.
I mean, that is...
So who refused to wear the...
That's not as funny, Dave.
Yeah, granted.
Brazil, I think.
To wear the...
No. Norwegian, yeah.
It's just, by the way, that's hot enough to jerk off to?
But I mean, look, it is about ratings, right? This like
of course.
People are tuning in to female volleyball. Half the reason they're tuning in is because they wear these little skimpy uniforms.
Yeah,
clothing proposal of female volleyball players in Norway. The dress code. Yeah, they got fined because they refused, and they like wore like longer shorts.
They're literally going to fine them for covering their ass.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's pretty hilarious.
See, that's the guys' team.
So
the girls seems like a stripper pole.
Yeah. I like they're all hugging in each other's arms and humping.
Look at their asses. Hell yeah, dude. Can we see some video of the Norwegian football team playing?
Well, so let's go with the volleyball team.
Whatever it is, dude.
No, I'm with Lewis. Let's switch this up.
Let's see those guys' asses. Let's see those soccer butts. I think America also is losing. The NBA is so full of foreign players now, foreign country players, that it's just, remember when it was just like from in 90s, it was like, well, let's just walk through the Olympics. And then the Iverson year they lost, I know. And then they've just been like, ever since, like it's not even sort of a guarantee that USA is going to win. Home of the NBA. So weird.
I think they won. They put a pretty stacked team up there for 1 year and then won it again. Like,
they
I
have
think
a
LeBron
crazy stacked
Mello
team right
and,
now.
Like, fucking really did it.
Or the infamous time where me and Jay were playing NBA 2K8 or whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
And I was playing with the Dream Team. Like, I was playing with, like, the 96 Dream Team or whatever it was. Like
92. 90s All-Stars or so.
Yeah, the All-Stars. And Jay was playing with the Sixers. And I just finally been able to start beating him in that game. The one time we played the game 100 times, I'd never been able to beat him. And then in the middle of the game, he stopped playing. Like, he put the controller down. I was like, I'm not even playing anymore. And I was already beating him. It made me so fucking mad. You're such a child, Jay.
Yeah. Can I tell you something? I hear that, and it sounds so far because I swear to you, that is not my personality anymore with it. But goddamn, that's funny. It's so funny. We've talked about this on Bonfire a bunch, too. I mean, there's been times that when I was a kid, I took my controller with the cord one time and used it as, like, a mace to bash the console itself. I was like that screaming fat kid in a video game, and I was such a bad loser. I really don't care. Dave would get when we would go back and forth in NBA, we would get like bitchy, both of us.
Dude,
that's so funny like, to hear.
He just stopped playing.
I have no defense.
He's like, you're not even winning. Like, I'm not even playing anymore.
Yeah, congratulations, you beat somebody not playing at all. Oh, what a cunt!
I got so mad.
What a fucking cunt! Yeah, then you left, and then I was like, Lewis being a bitch, huh? Dude, it's fucking wow. What a fucking mo way to play video games. Thing to care about to the. Shouldn't give two shits about. Be like, oh, that was fun. We just killed some time. That's fun.
That's so funny because you're not even competing. You're holding a controller doing this. Like,
and it's like, I was so bad. I never beat him. He just let me have this one time and just
with
make it
Jordan and Shaq
me.
And everything. And I'm like, still like, whatever, dude. It's stupid. Computer's cheating.
Oh, fuck, dude.
The computer likes you more because you're new.
Oh, man.
I smashed Dylan up pretty good at my house in NBA 2K recently, and I just sent over to some people. I was like, things heard from Dylan today. Like, escape quotes. I was like, it's your system, so you're more comfortable. The controls are different. Whatever, just all kinds of stuff. You use this team, it's impossible.
Yeah.
It was pretty funny. But like, yeah, no, I remember that day almost. God damn, it's so funny. I'm not even playing. So congratulations, you beat nothing. By the way, it's so bullish sounding of me because there was other times for the games to be fun at all when I would play Lewis is I would play Lewis with one team to halftime and I'd be beating him by X amount of points that the game was if we switch controllers in the second yes. half, could I come back and beat my own score that I was beating myself by before? Can Lewis defend a 20-point lead?
Yeah.
And the thing, and one time he wins and I throw a fucking bitch fit, and you guys were stupidly looking up to me. Oh yeah. Man, I was a bad mentor.
You know what? In retrospect, no one's gonna argue with that. fuck.
That's fucking hilarious. So what are the pictures we have left?
Did you get any more, Alex, or no?
Mm-hmm,
all right.
Mm-hmm,
so.
Okay. All right, this is just what?
Just. All right, sorry.
Are we supposed there's to say that's a guy or a girl?
All right, so there's a dude here, all right? This is obviously a dude. What's the question about him? Is he going to present us some transgendered athletes?
I thought you guys wanted to guess who's transgendered and who's not from the Olympic athletes.
Is this just a dude?
Yeah, it's a guy.
I don't want to offend anybody right now. I'm not trying to actually be a dick. I know we're edgelords and we do edgelordy shit. This is just a dude.
Well, no, this is a transgendered athlete.
Is this
a woman
that became a man or a man that became a woman?
This, I believe, is a woman who became a man. We could look into the whole story.
Wait, a woman. Yeah.
Wait a minute. If a woman becomes a man and makes it to the Olympics,
she's the greatest athlete ever.
Give her the gold.
I mean, really?
I think you should give her a golden cock, honestly, and attach it to her.
Yeah, but you know, that's just the color. Make it flesh.
So this is Chris Mosier, an American transgender triathlete.
Yeah, so right. Trisexual.
Male.
Yeah, by the way, if those right wingers want to be consistent and like be like this is bullshit when a fucking dude becomes a chick and wins, then they got to really give it up for the chick who becomes a dude and wins. Like you got to really celebrate that person.
Is that what that is, Alex? It's a chick that became a dude and made it to the Olympics or at least
yeah, they're a triathlete in the Olympics, and it's a female-to-male trans person.
That's incredible.
Wow.
I did not think that existed. That's
mind
incredible.
Blown. Get out of town.
And she's white? Damn. That's pretty impressive.
All right.
What's her sport, triathlete? And just been the greatest women's athlete of all time.
Alex, you have to mix it in. Sometimes you just have to put ugly people in, too. And we have to be like, oh, that's obviously a transgender person.
Yeah, let's get mean about this.
Like, no, no, no.
That's a fucking guy if ever I've seen one. Hey, guy.
Nice Adam's apple, dude.
Like, I just happen to have a thick neck because of my athleticism.
All right, the top left-hand side, definitely a dude. Oh, no, that's Alex. Never mind.
Oh, no, that's trans.
What if we found out that Alex was trans?
Huh?
If we found out that Alex was trans, would you still love her?
I still smash.
Oh, that's really open-minded of you, bro.
Thanks, man.
This bit's not going to work. We need to just move on because I don't know what's happening.
She's trying.
I'm trying, you guys. I'm sorry. It's just that the ones that are not trans are pretty obviously not trans. Like,
we don't have much more time anyway. Can we bring up the story about the comedian being killed by the Taliban?
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Oh, yeah. What the fuck is that? I just saw you guys
say Mike Ward, everybody. Our old friend Mike Ward, once again, making headlines. I don't know anything other than just that. I heard the Taliban killed a comedian. That's what Lewis told me.
Yeah. After a comedian is killed by the Taliban, videos of his treatment spark outrage across Afghanistan. Yeah, pull up the video.
But they put comedian in quotes, like they're saying he wasn't that funny.
Is that what?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know why it's in quotes. I think he's also a police officer. Let's see.
A famous comedian in Kandahar was taken out of his home last night in Dan District and murdered. The popular comedian on social media also served in Kandahar police. Oh. It's that guy right there? That's the comedian?
That's the guy in the back.
He's a police officer?
Yeah. Pretty solid.
He's the Mark DeMeo of the Middle East.
I'm retired now. Things are different. I spent time.
There's a video. I guess there's a video from in the back of a car.
And, of the people who kill him?
And then, they're kidnapping him. And he, I guess he starts trashing him.
Oh, that's hilarious. Yes, I need to see that.
Yeah, let's see.
Like yesterday.
Let's see. Crammed into the back seat between two gunmen and asked about circumstances of his abduction, Nazar Muhammad Kasha made perhaps one of the last jokes of his life.
Shit. Well, I think we actually have some video. Alex, throw it to the tape. We'll edit this later. And I think we got some footage of that, actually, Lewis, now you mentioned it. Alex, throw the tape.
So, hold on. But men came to drag the funny man and the police officer from his Kandahar home, he said. And according to the video circulating on social media, with his hands tied behind his back, he told the militants that his abductors had mustaches, symbolic of bravery in southern Afghanistan, on their backside.
Oh.
And then he was slapped in the face for the insult. And then somebody said out the window, "Don't let him go."
Well, Lewis, I actually think we have some footage of that. Alex, throw the tape.
Yeah, start from the beginning.
Alex, let's take this one from the top, and we'll throw the tape. Dude, the guy is such a hateable face, the comedian.
Yeah. Your mother smells like camel piss.
Yeah. Hickory dickory dock. You and your friends should suck my cock. Oh.
this is what the fucking the woke police in America wish they could be. The Taliban, they wish they could just drag comics into cars and slap them
in the face. Oh, yeah.
I guess we sound like bitches always complaining about our critics.
Imagine
that guy in Afghanistan listening to us talk about how people fucking tweeted us and write articles.
Yeah.
Mary, quite contrary. Cut her clit off. It is so damn hairy. Oh.
Oh.
These bitches never listen. Jack and Jill went up the hill, both with a buck and a quarter. Jack raped and killed Jill. He came down and went back home to his family. Oh! There was an old lady who lived in a shoe. Me and my gang of ruthless thugs raped and murdered her in front of her husband.
Even the children got a little. Oh.
Oh.
Boogie, 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 go.
Well, we're winning the war.
Three blind mice.
See how they run. Where the fuck are they going? Am I right?
Am I right, people?
You know when you're taking machete to the heavy hedge that is our girlfriend's hairy pussies? Oh!
Muhammad Dice Bakbahar?
Fat bitches are great. They are a sign of great wealth in this country. Oh! Roll around in flour and look for the wet spot. Go, 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 go!
That's what he does.
I'm over here now. I'm over here now.
So they fucking killed that guy, huh?
Yeah, they killed him. They found his body. The Taliban claimed responsibility.
Do you hear him make the joke ever in the video?
Yeah, he said something. He was like, oh, your mother is a goat.
That's when the smacks happened? Oh, I thought you could hear, like, they subtitled it, what he said.
No.
Oh, it's fucking hilarious.
They translated for us. Yeah, well, you know, RIP.
He's like, nice attitude, kid. I remember when I had my first beer.
It's been a tough year for comedy.
Yeah.
Mooney, now this guy.
Damn. Every day another tragedy. This has been a fun one, as always.
Hell yeah.
Lewis, yeah, have boys. Fun in Point Pleasant, brah.
Hell yeah.
Kick ass. Albany, hopefully I'll see you guys tonight and tomorrow. And we will catch you guys Monday live on Legion of Skanks. Peace.
You've been listening to the Legion of Skanks podcast with Big J. Okerson.
A lazy-eyed albino.
Cry for me. Come on. Cry.
I'm a shepherd of shitheads.
Luis Gomez.
Luis J. Gomez, you motherfucker.
Luis J. Gomez.
If you look at me, I'm going to break your fucking jaw. I want to punch you in your fucking nose. May I punch up my magic in his fucking head.
And comedian Dave Smith.
Fuck you. I ain't got jokes.
I feel like if I wanted to be gay.
Fucking stick your fist up your ass. You have lube.
The Legion of Skanks podcast.
Yo, ding dong, we're done here, time to go.